And we had, when I graduated from high school, it was an academic high school. I had 2 years of German, and my sister, who graduated before I did, had 5 years of Latin. And French and Spanish were both offered. But when I was in school, there was no commercial way, nothing like D.O. and D.E. So it was purely college preparatory.
I doubt that many high schools in the state would teach German right now. I doubt that you could.
Well,
I know that in Montgomery.
World War I, they dropped it.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yes. It became very unpopular. In college, I took violin. I had taken violin lessons since I was 8 years old. And when I went to college, I enjoyed taking lessons because I could play with the orchestra. And I enjoyed doing ensemble work. I never was a soloist. I embarrassed my teacher one day. He put me on a program for student concert. And I had to back up and look over his shoulder to read the music off of the piano score because he was accompanying me. And I just couldn't memorize. So he didn't put me on another program.
Violin's a fairly difficult instrument to play.
I got two of them right over there.
Do you still play?
No, the old pieces. I've got to take them down here and see if somebody will buy them from me.
Isn't that pretty difficult, a very difficult instrument?
It's supposed to be the most difficult instrument in an orchestra. And the clarinet is supposed to be the most difficult instrument to learn to play in a band.
I see. The violin, does it have frets on it? Or?
No, it has plain just strings, and you have to know where to put your fingers. But really, once you catch on, it isn't too hard because you can slip your finger. If it's a little too flat, well, you can slip your finger right fast. But there's nothing to...
Do you remember Lily? She recorded to a soprano with Metropolitan. She didn't start studying voice until she was 27 or 28 years old. She was a concert pianist.
Miss teacher who used to be here, she was a voice teacher and she played the piano. She was educated in Germany. And she said that if anybody wanted to sing, they should take piano until they were about 16 years old before they started taking voice lessons.
I was 17 or 18, when in fact I was in college when I took some voice lessons, but I had never taken any piano. Oh, my sister did that, and she took piano until she was about 17 or 18, and took voice lessons.
Well, I think we all were exposed to music. My father played bass violin, and my mother played the piano, and they enjoyed it so much.
Well, my mother's father and I. They enjoyed it, so I came up and came to see him home and thanked me a little bit about that. Mom and Papa had enjoyed doing some, and we just had music in the home. And I just think it's wonderful for anybody to know something about music.
Mm-hmm. It's not that difficult to learn to read music. And,
oh, no.
It's just,
it's just practice.
True, like anything else.
Yeah. Because if you play piano, you can't read just one little line of notes. You have to read, you know, chords and things like that. But then I took, I had history and harmony and music when I was in high school.
Well, really, most high schools wouldn't teach that.
Yeah, well, they were teaching that when I was in high school. That was cultural, too. And we had an excellent teacher.
Well, where were your high school teachers trained? Were they trained at local universities or?
Well, yes, but you know, one of the smartest people I ever came in contact with was Miss Alta Chapman, who taught my mother trigonometry. No, I'm wrong. But she did teach trigonometry. But she taught my sister Latin, taught me German, and taught my sister French.